Welcome to Pod Talk, a podcast sponsored by the United Soybean Board, which invests soy checkoff dollars to achieve maximum value for U.S. soybean farmers.
In this Pod Talk, we're going to find out about development of high oleic soybeans and their potential for increasing soybean demand and improving the profitability of U.S. soybean producers. Partially hydrogenated oils, which create trans fats, have been used in foods for a long time to add shelf stability and serve as an alternative to butter and lard. But trans fats were also found to be major contributors to heart disease in the United States, and that's why, in 2015, the Food and Drug Administration gave the food industry 3 years to eliminate partially hydrogenated oils from the food supply. Many in the food industry had been relying on soybean oil in their recipes, but were now facing necessary changes in their products and searching for the functionality that they had with partially hydrogenated product. And that presented a problem for soybean farmers. Dan Farney, a soybean farmer from Morton, Illinois, and treasurer of the United Soybean Board, says the move to ban partially hydrogenated oil stood to have a dramatic negative impact on demand for soybean oil.
Food oil is our biggest oil use by far. I mean, it's a huge amount of oil that goes into salad oil, dressings, and all kinds of stuff like that. But it's in this baking area where the trans fats show up. We knew that we was going to lose a portion of our oil demand to that, and was looking for a way to replace that and to have a healthier benefit, a healthier oil for our customers.
With good foresight, the United Soybean Board identified the concerns about trans fats early on, well before the FDA ban. They partnered with seed genetic companies to accelerate the development of soybean varieties with high oleic oil, a healthier alternative. Dan says high oleic soybean oil offers a wide range of benefits for customers.
In the food sector especially, it'll give you like a longer frying life, a higher heat stability. It works really well in high heat situations. And then some in the industrial areas that we're researching, it works well in different aspects there where it takes more of a high heat and longer shelf life.
Jim Domogalski is a soybean farmer from Columbus, Michigan, and a director on the United Soybean Board. He says high oleic soybean oil fulfills a demand in the marketplace from both consumers and food processors.
I think the person that's in the grocery store is more apparent to look at that product. My kids do that. What's the calories? What's this and what's that, you know? You can see that in the grocery store. People don't just pick up a product, they turn it around. Because health today is a big issue. It holds a good promise, and it's another educational process for our customers in the grocery store. The end users, the big volume users, already know this is coming, and they're anxious to use this.
High oleic soybeans aren't yet available in all maturity groups, but it won't be long before these specialty beans are available for zone 0 to 5. That's why Jim Domogalski believes that soybean farmers should be asking more questions about high oleic soybeans.
Most elevators or places of delivery offer a sizable premium for raising that high oleic bean, but I don't think the average farmer is really looking at that like he should. And he's not asking, hey, where do I get this high oleic bean so I can raise it?
Thanks to Dan Farney and Jim Domogalski, directors on the United Soybean Board, for sharing their thoughts on high oleic soybeans. You can discover more about the promise and potential of high oleic soybeans by visiting unitedsoybean.org or soyinnovation.com.
This has been Pod Talk, sponsored by the United Soybean Board. USB's 73 farmer directors work on behalf of all U.S. soybean farmers to achieve maximum value for their soy checkoff investments.